Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, the hot take factory that is ESPN, First Take, actually had J.J. Redick, who is the enemy of one Lucas Alexander, producer of 95.7 The Game Afternoon Drive. Have you guys ever buried the hatchet, or is it still full-on war between us and J.J. Redick?
No, we're not on speaking terms.
There you go. Then it's war between us and J.J. Redick. His name is mud around here, especially when he goes talking like this.
Steph Curry is an all-timer. He is the best shooter ever. He is a champion. He should have been Finals MVP in 2015. He's one of the greatest players ever. That's all a fact. We're talking about it right now, in 2022. Who would you rather have with the ball, with the game on the line?
Steph.
It's clearly Luka Doncic.
Steph.
It's clearly Luka Doncic.
Steph.
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 Guys.
Not even close.
Guys,
Steph.
Think about all the stuff. This is not a knock on Steph. Think about all the stuff that you have to do. All the people that you have to involve to get Steph Curry a shot at the end of the game. Think about all the action you have to run.
I don't think
you know what you have to do with Luka? You give him the ball.
That's very disingenuous.
And he's
going to
create a good shot. He did it twice in the regular season. They doubled. He kicked to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie made the shot. Luka, the size matters. The size matters at the end of a game.
Now, you know, I understand what he's saying. But at the same time, anyone who wants to boil down the Warriors into one person doing one thing by themselves just doesn't understand what the hell it is that is going on out here. Now, when Kevin Durant was here, things were a little bit different. And we all agree that that was a, even though ultimately satisfying, championship level of basketball, it didn't come with the artistry that made you fall in love with the Warriors and these core three players in the first place. This team shares the ball in a way that is more dominant than any one dominant player could ever be. Can Luka get off a shot over anyone, a double team, in just about any situation from all three levels? Yes. How many guys in the NBA can really do that? It's less than 10. You know, for your life, get a bucket guy, it's less than 10. But if you were talking about one shot to win it all, I mean, not leaving any room for how that shot develops, I'd want it coming from either Steph Curry or Klay Thompson. I mean, these guys are supreme shooters in a way that even though Luka has the bigger playoff scoring average and the career average and is doing even more this year, you're talking about one shot.
It misunderstands basketball is what it does. But those guys know that it misunderstands basketball, and they're doing the dance anyway because that's the producer.
That's why we're not going to have J.J. Redick on. We don't need that kind of content around here.
Well, yeah, whether he shows up or not. I mean, he'll say different things for different people because he knows that's what his gig is now. But nobody in a basketball game ever says, we have to get the ball to X. They say, we have to get the best shot we can get. You know, if Kevon Looney has a dunk to win the game, you probably want that more than you want Stephen Curry from three, just because it's a higher percentage move. So if you're going to win the game, that's all you're trying to do. You're not trying to determine, you know, who won with style points or which guy is most worthy of having the game-winning shot. All you need is the game-winning shot. And if the Mavericks win a game because Spencer Dinwiddie hits an 18-footer in the middle of the lane, it is not somehow a failure of the Maverick system or of Luka Doncic at all. All you're looking for is the last shot, not so-and-so gets the last shot. I mean, that's the thing that LeBron James kept trying to hammer into people's heads all those years. It's, you know, if I pass up the shot at the end of a game, it's not because I'm afraid to shoot. It's because somebody else has a better shot. And it took nitwits more than a decade to figure that out.
And one, the premier LeBron nitwit of them all, still won't concede that there is a better open shot for player X than having four guys hang off LeBron, and LeBron should just feel compelled to take that.
No, because you get paid for being a nitwit. That's the point. It's just, that's why producers are the enemy of all human intellect. Because
all
human intellect.
Jeez, Lucas.
Lucas will be in the dock at some point.
I'll defend Lucas here. You guys don't get to talk to him like that. Come on, Ray.
He can come in here if he wants to defend himself.
We're good.
He doesn't want to come in.
My
case is closed. I'm good. The state rests.
Look, the problem isn't the producer in the guy's ear. It's the person actually saying it. Like, I've had things suggested for me to say into my ear, and when I don't agree with it, I don't say it. And that's that. And J.J. Redick, who is, you know, a guy who did nothing in his career but shoot, should understand a little bit more than the way, I mean, I guess he's just doing a segment, I guess, but.
No, it's exactly, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's exactly what he's doing. He doesn't believe a word of it. He knows how basketball works because he's not an idiot, you know, but he is accepting the parameters put on him by the guy in the booth or the woman in the booth on the rare occasions that they allow women to do those jobs. The point is, he has a choice, you're right, but if he wants to be brought back and if he wants to become a regular and become, you know, a go-to guy at a major network, you have to do what they want you to do, not what you think is right. And that's one of the reasons why there are more shoes thrown into televisions now than ever before.
I guess that's why you and I are going to remain local yokels.
Oh, I'll be dead in a month.
Joe in Burbank. You're on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. You guys do such a great job. You know, just real quick, because I know you got a lot of callers to get to. You know, momentum in sports is big. And right now, I'm a huge Warrior fan. But Dallas has momentum. Warriors have the experience, but Dallas has momentum. So that kind of evens it out.
You know, hold on, Joe. And we're not hanging up on Joe. But I don't think that there's a stitch of momentum going into this game. Not a stitch. This is a totally new series, a totally new matchup. Nothing that happened in Game 7 applies the minute they tip off Game 1. And for the Warriors, you know, momentum can be snapped if you have an injury or you're unhealthy. But I don't even know if there's momentum anywhere other than in a game itself. In between games, it's hard to find, especially this year where we've seen so many varying results. I don't even know how much it is easy to keep momentum on during a game. I mean, look at how in command the Celtics looked, only to look like they forgot how to play basketball in the third quarter last night in Miami. So, Joe, I'm not trying to step on your point here, but this is a whole new page, and it doesn't really matter what was written on the page before. It's how tonight gets written down that I think matters the most.
If there was a momentum between games, every series would be a sweep. And it's not. Sweeps are harder to come by than seven gamers. You know, every game is, has a loose template about it, but every game is a separate show. And that's just, you know, you have, everybody not only starts from zero, but they start from zero in terms of, do you get out of the blocks quick? Do you shoot well in the first quarter? Does it matter if you shoot well in the first quarter? I mean, there's a million different factors, which is why we watch the games till the end. It's because it isn't predictable. I mean, what's been the worst series so far? Boston-Brooklyn. Why? Because Boston was never threatened. Boston just kicked four sets of ass and walked away.
You still with us, Joe?
Sure am. I haven't. No, you're so nice to leave me on. I wouldn't hang up on you. No. Before I go, I just wanted to ask you. Big concern. Golden State seems like Warriors all year long. turnover problems. They average about 15. Dallas only averages about 9. That concerns me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, it speaks to the tempo at which both teams are most comfortable playing. And as we've discussed, the Warriors have a level of you're going to turn the ball over that's baked into them that, in a weird way, I know it. Some people were even disturbed by the fact, like, you know, yesterday Steve Kerr says, I don't want to talk about turnovers anymore. And Steph Curry says, I don't want to talk about turnovers anymore. We played those for you yesterday. But they aren't dismissing it because they want to ignore a problem. They're dismissing it because they understand that to play their best level of basketball, there's this weird of, you know, you got to be a little bit out of control. The Warriors at their best are just a touch out of control. It's that razor's edge that they've had so much success with. You know, life with the turnovers for the last 8 years has been pretty good. Now, life without them would theoretically be exceptional, right? I mean, right? No one is arguing to keep that amount of turnovers baked into the pie every night. But the Warriors have a level of shooting about them that makes those turnovers go away. And Ray, as we've discussed, kind of ad nauseum, is the difference between a live ball turnover and a dead ball turnover.
Yeah, the turnovers that kill you are the ones. Well, again, we have said it. It's just the ones where you can't come back and prevent the basket at the other end. You know, that's the difference. That's why the 22 turnovers that they had against Memphis in the rout genuinely killed them. Because it ended up being like, I want to say like 29 points.
Fast break points, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the difference. I mean, the Warriors are good enough defensively that if you give them time to set up, they're hard to score on. So if you throw the ball out of bounds, but you have a chance to set your defense up, you can get that possession back with no harm to yourself. It's just, you know, it's unsightly at times. And the Warriors are presumed to be this flawless gem of an offense, and it really isn't. It's got some dents in it, but it works.
They can buff those dents out with the right three-point shooting percentage evening.
They could sand some paint.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.